Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you.
There was part of me that really was doing it because I wanted to do a good thing and I wanted to make a difference. But there was part of me that was doing it because I wanted to look cool and I wanted to get attention and I wanted to do something that was going to be seen as a big deal. And so I spent a lot of that year and even a lot of the writing process as we kind of delved into that, struggling with where my identity comes from. And that's something that I still struggle with. I think it's something that I may circle back to again and again for the rest of my life. But struggling with finding my worth in what I do and how well I perform. And so for me, that was where I really needed to find freedom throughout that year and where I couldn't truly walk into whatever it was that God had called me to without believing that he loved me before he called me and that he wasn't just going to love me because I was impressive.
Mm-hmm. So as you were struggling with some of these personal issues, like a lot of kids in high school struggle with, and I'm just saying, what did you learn? What did the process of wearing the dress every day, tell me something that you didn't see coming that happened to you as a result?
Something that I didn't see coming.
Yeah.
I mean, this is something that I should have seen coming.
Okay.
Because I'm a human. When I approach a project like this and I think, oh, I have to do this perfectly. I have to be awesome. I have to be impressive. And then when things weren't going the way that I wanted them to, as far as my fundraising goal and things like that, I really struggled with feeling like that I wasn't doing enough and that maybe if I just tried harder and if I had better outfits or if I wrote better blog posts, more people would notice and pay attention and give more money. I ran into the fact that I wanted to change the world and I wanted to save the world. And in reality, that's not my job. That God is in the business of, again, making sad things untrue and that he's in the process of making all things new and has invited us in the church to partner with him in that work, but that's not something that rests on our shoulders.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.